Persecution is not something we normally like to think about, but it is a consequence of the freedom that God gives us. Jesus calls people to conversion, and some respond and believe, and some people don't. God will never force his way into anyone's life. But see where that leaves those who do convert. They suddenly find themselves receiving friendship with God, forgiveness, but at the same time, they find themselves living a lifestyle that is very different from that of society around them. And those who have not accepted the message of God start challenging them, questioning them, or even in some cases, opposing them violently. Maybe you have experienced some of this yourself. People start asking, why are you Catholic? How can you believe these things? Why are you going to Mass? Well, many people in the early Christian community also experienced this type of persecution. And that's why Jesus warned them ahead of time, know that if you follow me, this will happen. Now, why the warning? Because we are usually guided by what society, and especially family and friends, approve of. We take what is socially approved as the right thing to do, and what is socially condemned as the wrong thing. But suddenly it seems like you're on the wrong side. What is going on? They're saying I'm a bigot, that I'm divisive, that I hate people because of the things I believe as a Christian. And that may start prompting doubts in my heart. Maybe they're right. Maybe I'm misled in this. So the temptation that Jesus wants us to confront is the temptation to give up faith so as to avoid conflict with others. You know, when your faith causes you to experience this type of judgment from other people, that may be a heavy burden to carry. The first thing that Jesus says to us in that situation is, know that this will happen. I'm telling you before it happens, but it will. And don't give up your faith because of that. Know that you are walking on the good path, even when you find yourself at odds with people around you. Now, of course, it's important to be prudent and not to cause unnecessary conflict because of the way in which we present our faith. And now that's a whole separate topic I will not enter into. And then Jesus says, don't prepare your defense. And he reminds us that difficult occasions like these are an opportunity to give testimony, and that testimony can lead other people to faith, to convert to Christ. As you meditate on this gospel, think about these things. What does rejection look like in your own life? What could your testimony be like in those situations? What fruit could it give? And ask the Lord to fill you with faith and courage in facing any challenges to your faith in Him.